Pathways Bill passes California legislature in lopsided votes, written by Robert Mullen, and read by an automated voice. California lawmakers have passed a landmark bill that will allow CAISO to transition the governance of its markets to the independent regional organization envisioned by the Westwide Governance Pathways Initiative. With little discussion and no debate, Assembly Bill 825 on September 13 passed the state Senate on a 34-0 vote, followed by a 67-2 approval in the Assembly. Days before the vote, backers of the recently revised bill had expressed confidence the measure would fly through both houses after the initial Pathways bill stalled in the Assembly in July. AB 825 will implement the Pathways Initiative Step 2 plan to create a regional organization, or RO, to oversee CAISO's Western Energy Imbalance Market and soon-to-be-launched Extended Day-Ahead Market, and authorize the ISO and California's investor-owned utilities to participate in the RO. Some doubted if we'd ever get here, but we landed in a great place, Bill co-sponsor Senator Josh Becker, or D, told his colleagues ahead of the Senate floor vote. Referring to the previous three failed efforts, over 2016 to 2018, to pass legislation to regionalize CAISO into a Western RTO, Becker said AB 825 enables something that's been a decade in the making, a Western energy market. This is a pivotal moment for California, and we have an opportunity to make energy in the state of California cheaper, cleaner, and more reliable, co-sponsor Assemblymember Cotty Petrie Norris, or D, said before the Assembly vote. Becker and Petrie Norris both played up the affordability angle of the bill, pointing to a January Brattle Group study showing California ratepayers stand to save about $790 million a year if the state were to participate in an expanded E-dam that consists of most of the West. The study showed those savings will be more modest, though still significant, in a more likely scenario in which the E-dam shares the region with SPP's competing markets plus offering. Previous efforts to regionalize CAISO failed in large part due to the opposition of powerful labor interests, namely the International Brotherhood of Electric Workers, concerned about the impact of such a change on the build-out of renewable resources in the state. But this time around, labor, along with California's publicly owned utilities, became key supporters of the Pathways Initiative, along with clean energy and environmental groups, who see a broader Western market as a way for all participants to tap increased amounts of renewable energy through geographical diversity. AB 825 also had bipartisan support in California's overwhelmingly Democratic state legislature. "I think most of the stuff we're doing today will make life less affordable to Californians, but this is one bill that will make life more affordable for Californians," Republican Senator Tony Strickland said before the Senate vote. "Expanding our energy markets to include other Western states will help us lower our costs for energy, and that is good for the people of California." Petrie Norris pointed to the estimated $7 billion California utilities have saved from their participation in the WEEM over the past 10 years. "And this expanded day-ahead market has even more potential for optimizing costs," she said. "The reliability benefits of this proposal are just common sense. As we move toward more weather-dependent renewables powering our grid, we need to ensure that we have a grid that is bigger than the weather. So with this proposal, the wider market will make it easier for California to rely on excess solar from Arizona or wind from Wyoming." Renewed support. Passage of the bill in its current form was the product of considerable last-minute maneuvering in the legislature, partly orchestrated or enforced by Governor Gavin Newsom, or D, according to sources close to the process. The original vehicle for the Pathways legislation during the 2025 session was Senate Bill 540, sponsored by Democratic Senators Josh Becker and Henry Stern. SB 540 passed the Senate in early July on a 39-0 vote after picking up a set of controversial amendments. Those additions prompted some of the original bill's strongest backers to pull their support, causing the bill to stall in the Assembly. They particularly objected to a provision that would have authorized a new Regional Energy Market Oversight Council to force CAISO and the state's IOUs to withdraw from the regional market if it found participation no longer served the interests of the state. But just as the session was drawing to a close, the Pathways effort was given new life in the 11th hour after lawmakers from both houses worked behind the scenes to strip out the controversial provisions added to SB 540, then shifted the contents into AB 825. Originally an energy affordability bill that already had passed the Assembly and was poised for a Senate vote before the legislature was scheduled to go into recess on September 12. While the new bill still gives California an out from participating in the RO, its contents largely align with the principles and plans set out by the Pathways Initiative. With that, the backers who'd pulled their support renewed their calls for passage of the bill. Some of those supporters were first out the door to celebrate passage of AB 825. "Today's vote sends a message to the West. California will be part of a fast-moving revolution in how electricity will be bought and sold across the region, Caitlin Rodner-Sutter, California State Director at the Environmental Defense Fund, said in a statement. Despite delays, California lawmakers have committed to regional action that will help deliver a clean, affordable energy future.
This is a pivotal moment for the West, demonstrating California's commitment to regional collaboration and ensuring all states' voices will be represented, Leah Rubin Shen, Managing Director at Advanced Energy United, said. The broad geographic footprint enabled by this legislation will provide the greatest economic benefits, improve affordability for consumers, and support a more resilient future for the whole region.
The Northwest Energy Coalition, or NWEC, said passage of the bill has addressed the primary concerns cited by the Bonneville Power Administration, or BPA, when it chose Markets Plus over E-Dam in May, the CAISO market's lack of independent governance. This legislation is a fundamental change to the governance of E-Dam and makes BPA's choice to prioritize joining Markets Plus over reducing energy costs for the region even more questionable, NWEC's Ben Otto said in press release. We continue to urge BPA to reassess its decision, particularly in light of this fundamental change to the market options. BPA can still change course and choose the better energy market for Northwest customers. Seattle City Light, a BPA preference customer that has strongly urged the agency to join E-Dam rather than Markets Plus, said it applauds the passage of AB 825 as an important step toward establishing an independent, west-wide regional market. This legislation reflects strong leadership and thoughtful engagement with stakeholders across the West, laying the foundation for a robust independent governance structure that will ensure reliable, affordable and clean energy outcomes for customers, the utility said. Building on the success of CAISO's market services, AB 825 creates the opportunity for market participants across the West to collaborate and deliver the best results for the communities and customers we serve. BPA called the passage of AB 825 a positive development toward a more equitable market landscape in the West, but defended its decision to join Markets Plus. While Bonneville participated in the development of several important provisions in the Pathways Initiative, like broader stakeholder engagement and the assurances for public purposes, BPA has been and remains clear in its desire to participate in a market wholly separate from the authority of any single state or entity, BPA said. Markets Plus offers the independent management and governance that Bonneville seeks and meets the needs of our customers. It also offers advantages in market design, such as support for a regional resource adequacy platform and meeting the state policy obligations of its participants, it said. CAISO commended the legislature, Newsom and the diverse coalition of stakeholders for their leadership in advancing this important legislation. This marks a crucial next step toward independent governance of Western electricity markets, a milestone shaped by years of successful, evolving regional collaboration. The ISO said it will coordinate closely with the Pathways Initiative as it develops the new road to ensure alignment with legislative requirements. Sound Foundation. The passage of AB 825 unsurprisingly drew praise from those who drove the work of the Pathways Initiative. The Pathways Launch Committee is excited to see the California Legislature's passage of AB 825, enabling participation in the new independent regional organization, Launch Committee co-chairs Kathleen Stacks and Pam Sporborg said in a statement. It is a critical step in implementing the work of the Pathway Step 2 proposal and achieving the largest energy market footprint possible, resulting in the greatest affordability and reliability benefits for customers. We are looking forward to the incorporation of the new fully independent regional organization in the next few months and seating the initial board. Energy affordability and reliability are top of mind for households across the West, Oregon Public Utility Commission Chair Letha Tawney said.
The West-wide Pathways Initiative and AB 825 have created a sound foundation for our work on these critical priorities. I appreciate the thoughtful work of the Launch Committee creating solutions that protect customers in every state. The dedication of the Launch Committee, and those involved from the beginning, deserve a huge round of applause, Arizona Corporation Commission Chair Kevin Thompson said.
Thank you to the California Legislature for resolving the governance issue of developing a Western day-ahead market with the passage of, and signing of, AB 825. Well done. Commissioners across the West are working to ensure as many options as possible exist to enable affordable, reliable power. The West-wide Pathways Initiative is an example of what we are doing, and passage of AB 825 is an important element of achieving the goal, New Mexico Public Regulation Commission member Pat O'Connell said.
The passage of AB 825 is a significant step to improve electric reliability and affordability in the West, California Public Utilities Commission President Alice Reynolds said. This achievement was the result of the extraordinary efforts the Pathways Launch Committee and a broad array of stakeholders across the West. I am grateful for everyone's contributions.
All four utility commissioners were signatories to the letter that launched the Pathways Initiative in July 2023. The bill now goes to Governor Newsom's desk.